Super Bowl commercials might be the reason you tuned into the big game last night. One series of ads won the internet and perhaps America's heart. Let's take a listen.
Hello again, ladies. Is your man the kind of man who would climb the height? I'm in a tight head.
Nice pants.
Get off my horse.
Tied up.
Beautiful. Like a tied up. Sometimes the signs are hard to ignore. Whenever you see clothes this clean, that's a tie dad.
Clean clothes may be an indication of a tie dad. Tide users experience 10 times more cleaning power. Tide is America's number one detergent in America.
And on the flip side, one commercial drawing ire is the Dodge Ram spot, overlaid with dramatic music and a portion of a Martin Luther King Jr. speech. Twitter user Kate Harlow responded by using other portions of the same speech and editing it over the original truck commercial. Here are snippets of both for comparison.
If you want to be important, wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. We are so often taken by advertising. In order to make your neighbors envious, you must drive this type of car. And you know, before you know it, you're just buying that stuff.
And with us for a few minutes to weigh in on which commercials won the day in which fumbled the weather opportunities is Louis Moses, President and Chief Creative Officer of Phoenix-based Moses Incorporated. Louis, welcome back.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. So we want to talk first about the Tide, the series of Tide ads, because initially you're wondering, there's another ad going on here. How clever do you think that was?
I think Tide won the day specifically because they set up, in each quarter, they set up the parody of a different spot, but it also had you thinking while you were watching the next spot, is this a Tide ad? Is this a Tide ad? So they kind of rented space in your head for the rest of the game, and by the time the fourth quarter came, you sort of knew when you saw that character who was a star in Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. You saw that character, you knew, oh, this is a fake Tide ad. I like it.
Were there any overall trends that you saw as far as ways companies were trying to advertise? I mean, some years it seems more humor or more, you know, trying to tug at your heartstrings, things like that.
I think that that by and large, there still was a somber tone to the whole group of 65 spots. I don't think as much as last year. I think everybody was still in shock because of the election last year around January. So, but I do think that the mix of sentimental American, you know, all American kind of spots and some of the humor, I think, was a good mix this year. I was happy with the second half of the game commercial wise, because I think at the beginning it was a little bit down, and I think we kind of got on a roll and got some comedy going.
And Lee, we mentioned the Dodge ad. I wanted to get your take first of all, what you thought of the use of Martin Luther King, but also There's a saying, at least in some circles, there's no bad PR. Does this hurt Dodge, help Dodge, do anything for Dodge?
Well, the people that say there's no bad PR, I always say to them that all advertising works, but good advertising works better. That's usually, I mean, it does. It probably got a lot of impressions for Dodge Ram trucks, but my perception of a truck using something as powerful as a Dr. Martin Luther King speech seems to be contrary, and it seems to almost not pay enough attention to what the features of the truck are or why it changes your life. And frankly, using a speech or using a quote is kind of lazy writing. I think the creative people that did the spot, you know, you can't help but like a Martin Luther King ad, but they didn't write it, so it doesn't really belong to Dodge Ram.
As a Giants fan, Louis, I have to ask you about the commercial with Eli Manning and Odell Beckham Jr., which was a takeoff on the famous scene from Dirty Dancing. It was obviously an ad for the NFL, but it seems like that was one that was received pretty well afterwards. What was your take on that one?
Well, USA Today, the ad meter people ranked it second. Only Alexa, the Amazon spot, was first, and Eli Manning was second. He was really clumsy, which I think added to the...
That's kind of his thing.
Yeah, and I think that added to him because he's not Peyton Manning, so he was sort of, my brother can do the acting and I'll do the clumsiness. So I enjoyed it. I thought it was funny.
So what were some that really, you mentioned the Alexa ad. I got the impression that you didn't think that was so great?
Well, the funny thing about the Alexa ad, there are six celebrities in there, and celebrities, I think, work really well in the Super Bowl because you get that borrowed interest of their character. Since there were six or maybe even eight, they pretty much checked off every box. So they had millennials, they had us old guys, they had people in the middle, you know. But at the end of the spot, I wasn't sure what they wanted me to do. Do they want me to purchase an Alexa? I felt like they may have been talking to people who already had the Alexa and showed them other ways to use it, you know, the cooking part and the music part. So I was a little confused about that. And as a creative director, I work really hard at simplifying the message so you know what I'm trying to say to you at the end. And I didn't get that as much from Alexa.
Louis, one thing about commercials in general, that's commercial radio, commercial TV, people talk about spot sets and they play like six or seven commercials in a row. Is the Super Bowl different because people are jacked up about the commercials? Because I was talking to some people last night who were saying, well, what if you're like the fourth commercial in this group? Does that help you at all?
I think that everybody wants to be a little bit entertained, so they'll stick around. And, you know, even anticipating not so great of a game, that adds to the interest of the commercials because people like, you know, especially because, like you said, you're together with other people and you want to have that shared interest of a little story. And the good stories really will win out.
Viewership around the NFL was down a little bit this year. The Super Bowl viewership, I think, from last year was down slightly. Are the commercials still as impactful now as they have been in the past?
I think it depends on what you mean by impactful. If the corporation really wants online engagement, if they want social media engagement, then you can see how they kind of create their spot to make that happen. If you're Diet Coke or Coca-Cola or someone like even Mountain Dew did a thing with Doritos and Mountain Dew, I mean, those are the kinds of light products that awareness is really their key. So hopefully grocery store sales will go up for them today.
Louis, really briefly, what's the amount of money that makes sense to spend on a Super Bowl ad? If you're a big company, does it make sense to spend $5 million for 30 seconds?
That's a tough one because it really is an investment kicking off a campaign for the whole year. This is still first quarter. You know, the market is up, and people probably are looking at ways to jumpstart their new campaign.
Louis Moses, President and Chief Creative Officer of Phoenix-based Moses Incorporated, helping us figure out a few of the Super Bowl commercials. Louis, thanks.
Thank you.